Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The severity of the struggle for land and the environment in Latin America, the case of Brazil. From 2002 to 2014, 477 environmental and social leaders were murdered in Brazil, which makes it the most dangerous country in the world to be an activist, according to information by La Via Campesina. Particularly in 2014, 36 Brazilian leaders were murdered, and from 2005 to 2014, the conflicts for land resulted in 328 people murdered, as reported by La Via Campesina with data of the Pastoral Land Commission, the CPT. This was one of the issues discussed at the CPT's 4th National Congress that took place from July the 12th to the 17th in Portobello Municipality, capital city of Rondônia State, in the framework of the celebrations of the Commission's 40th anniversary. According to La Via Campesina, the participants of the Congress discussed urgent actions to face the violence against rural workers, caused by the increased concentration of lands in a few owners and agribusinesses, two features of the Brazilian territorial current situation. The CPT was awarded the Right Livelihood Award in 1991, also known as the Alternative Nobel Prize, due to its sustained campaign in favor of social justice and the respect for the human rights of small farmers and landless peasants of Brazil. In April 2015, a report by the international organization Global Witness titled How Many More exposed an increase in the number of activists murdered, especially from indigenous communities. The report stated that in 2014 at least 116 environmental land defenders were murdered, most in Brazil 29, Colombia 25, Philippines 15, and Honduras 12. Of them, 47 belonged to some indigenous group. Also last year, the number of murders related to hydropower projects grew exponentially, and the conflicts for land were the background of most of the deaths. Finally, another important data taken from the Global Witness report is that there is little information available to the public that confirms who the people responsible for the murders are. However, the organization found that of the well-documented cases, 10 involved paramilitary groups, 8 involved the police, 5 involved private security officers, and 3 of them involved the army.